turn tonight in Psalm 42. Psalm 42. And we want to read two verses of Scripture. And it amazes me when I read different things in the Bible and how God puts things in perspective for us, how God helps us, and He gives us things that we can relate to. You know, Jesus spoke in parables that we could relate to those parables, even those that were listening and for understanding. And so tonight we're going to consider a heart. And of course, I'm not meaning a heart, a physical heart, but a heart, as mentioned here in the psalm, is a deer. And so I want us to consider this psalm when it comes to our title tonight is As a Heart. And I want to read the first two verses of Psalm 42, and I do so much appreciate you being here and also those that are watching online and those that continue to watch so faithfully. Many are local and many are far away. And so we appreciate the online ministry that we have and that we continue to have to be able to get the word out to those who aren't able to be here. But let's begin reading with verse 1. It says, As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time tonight. We thank you for how you speak to us through your word, how you encourage us, you help us, you direct us, you correct us, and Lord, you inspire us through your word. Help us, Lord, to get something that will help us, that you'll give us something tonight that will bring us encouragement, and that you'll help us to understand just simply the praise that we need to give you every day. We do lift up the request of prayer that Brother Calvin mentioned and the needs there, and Lord, the many that are unspoken. Lord, we know that there are many requests that aren't even on our prayer list, that, Lord, people are struggling, people are going through various things, and Lord, we lift those up to you as well. And Lord, especially for those that don't know Christ, Lord, there are some that could leave this world very quickly. And so, Father, I pray that you'll bring conviction to the point to where they'll say yes to Jesus. We ask that you help me tonight, and we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. When someone says, why has God not answered me? Why are things the way that they are? And even the psalmist in this psalm says in verse 9, I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because the oppression of the enemy? What could the answer be? Many times we don't have the answer, and more times than not, we don't have the answer. And we must be careful in giving an answer, and we must be careful as we're talking to someone to say, well, God's doing this because. Because truly, we don't know God's heart when it comes to things happening in people's lives. But we can encourage folks, and this is what our focus is tonight. We can give an answer, and we can encourage folks to get closer to God and sense His presence. Because truly, that is the answer. There are things that we do not understand. There are situations and circumstances that can be troubling, and we don't have an answer other than get close to God. I realized growing up there were things my parents did, and sometimes they would tell me why they did them, and sometimes they wouldn't. They didn't want to burden the children. You see, I know now as I've gotten older, I know now we were in very difficult financial situation. We were very poor. And when you have the first house that I remember was in the early stages of 1970, and you know, I didn't remember a lot. I guess you could say I started remembering things, you know, at the common age of 3 and 4 and 5. But I look back now, and there were six children, and my mother and father, and we were living in a house that I look back now probably had 3 or 4 rooms total. Counting the kitchen. And so you probably, some of you can relate to this, but when you stuff all your children in one room, then things happen. But I say this to say there were things that my father and my mother was dealing with that it wasn't, they didn't tell us. And the reason they didn't tell us was for several reasons. We couldn't handle it because we were so young. Some of my older sisters knew things, but I didn't. So we couldn't handle the pressure. And then also, they didn't tell us because they didn't want us to carry the burden for what was happening. And so they didn't tell us things. And so I want to kind of relate that to there are times that that I think that, well, not that I think, that I know that God knows far more than we do, and He knows what we can handle and what we can't. So therefore, there are things that we just don't have answers for. But He does give us things that we can relate to. And He does give us understanding based upon what God's Word is. And so He helps us understand by things that we can relate to. And so He uses here the illustration of a hart or a deer thirsty for water. As the soul panteth my, or so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And He uses the word, I'm thirsty, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, verse 2 says. So by way of introduction, I want us to consider the deer. You see, the life of a deer depends upon water. And so our lives depend upon God. A deer must have water just like we must have God. A growing distance from God can cause a hart, meaning the physical hart or the spiritual hart, maybe I should say, a growing distance from God can cause a hart to get dry. Well, if a brook goes dry, then a deer will be thirsty and they will be searching. They will be searching for something to help them. And unfortunately, the world looks to everything but God. There's an emptiness there. There's a need there. There's a spiritual need there, But yet they try to use other things to fill it. They try to use what Satan, you know, and I was thinking this week, and I was thinking about Satan. And I was thinking about all the different tactics and all the different things that he does and his demon force to try to do anything and everything for people to keep their hearts and minds off of God. And there's so many time robbers that are out there, and there's so many distractions that are out there, and there's so many things, and as Brother Calvin mentioned, our world is in need of prayer. And our world is, the thinking of our world is distorted. And they're doing things that just aren't right. And so that's what some of Satan's tactics are. The psalm writer wasn't, I should kind of put it this way. The psalm writer wouldn't rest until his relationship with God was restored, because he knew the very life of the soul depended on it. And unfortunately, death is so prevalent in this world, and the cause of death is so prevalent, that I'm afraid that the world is blind to what death really is. They've got all kinds of beliefs recently, and I won't say the situation totally, but recently there's an individual that a family relative died. Obviously no one in this church, but it was an acquaintance that I have. And they spent at least one day a week trying to pray for the loved one who had already died to get them into heaven. And it was a requirement for all of the family members, aunts, uncles, children, moms, dads, and all, you know, this whole family to meet together. And they was praying for about an hour. That's a distorted idea. But that is what our world is believing. You know, if you could pray somebody into heaven, why would you need Jesus? So the psalmist had such a desire for his relationship with God that he wouldn't rest. He wouldn't rest until that relationship with God was restored. Now, a deer recognizes that water is a necessity for survival, just like we should recognize, and we should be reminded that our survival depends upon God. A deer looks for water to escape those that are on his trail, those that are the enemy. And I have literally watched as deer would be chased when dogs would run them, and the dogs were the enemy, and I've literally watched deer run straight to the creek, because the creek was to, this water was to provide them protection. God provides us protection. A wounded deer will look for water to find comfort and hope. This same Psalm 11 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God." hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the healeth of the countenance, O my God. So in other words, the psalmist is realizing that God is the healer, and God is the restorer, and God is the one that they look to, just like we need to. The prodigal son went searching, as I mentioned before, what the world's ideas are. The prodigal son went out searching and looking for things he never found. He never found what he was looking for. And it wasn't until he came to himself that he found what he was looking for. It wasn't until he realized that his hope and his help and his peace and all those things were found in the Father. He went back and found so much more than what he thought he had in the world. Tonight I want us to look at three different scenarios found in the Scripture, found in the New Testament, of different accounts in God's Word that will illustrate, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. The first is probably one of my favorite passages of Scripture, and that is found in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And the subtitle or the subpoint of this is called Mary chose him. Mary chose him. The Bible says in verse 38, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. So Martha received him. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Now one thing I want to point out, and this is why it's important that our relationship is with the Lord, and that we can ask him, and that we can pray, and that we can seek him. Because one thing that I want to point out before we get into Mary is this. Martha went to the right one. Martha went to the Lord. Martha went to him with her concern. Martha went to him with, and it was a legitimate concern, just like we have legitimate concerns. And just like when you're growing up, you ask your mom and dad something, and they tell you. Now, there are times that I was growing up that, you know, they had the right, as a parent, they had the right, that when I would ask why, you know, they knew if, I'll just put it this way, if I asked a legitimate why, they would give me an answer. But if there were times that I just asked why because I didn't like their answer and it really wasn't legitimate, then they would come out with, because I told you so. There's a difference. But I can honestly tell you, when I legitimately had a why question and I was really wanting to seek the answer, then they would tell me. So Martha went to the right place. She was serving, she was working, she was doing for him, and so she asked the Lord, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid therefore that she help me. In other words, tell her to help me. And Jesus gave the answer. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. So he knew her heart. He knew why she was asking. He knew her concern. He knew what was going on in her mind. He knew all those things, and he said these words. You're troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away. Such a sweet account of someone which, with love and adoration for the Lord. The Lord never said that there wasn't things to do. There's always going to be things to do. There's always going to be a list that we never complete. But as we consider that, we must, just like the deer that is panting after the water, we must find time to be with Jesus. It is a must. It is an important thing. And Mary made a good choice. She chose to worship the Lord. The need to be with Him. The need to hear His Word. The need to listen to His Word. And the need to worship. Martha was busy. Martha came to Him. Martha asked the question. And Jesus gave the answer. There's always going to be something to do. And yes, we need to be busy about the Father's business. But we can't allow our busyness to overshadow worshiping our Lord. Spending time with Him. Just as the heart panteth, searching for that brook, may we search and be thirsty for God. The work is never finished. This wasn't just, well, you know, have you ever done something and you did it because you had to do it? And then there was something that you had to do that you would call, I want to do it. And I call that quality time. You know, us spending time with the Lord, and every one of us, including myself, you know, we should desire that quality time with the Lord. Not just, I need to do this, or I have to do this. But that quality time. You see, when we spend that quality time with Him, we get a little closer to Him. And when we get a little closer to Him, then there's things that we understand and we can trust Him. You see, it all works hand in hand. You know, it all kind of comes together, because the closer we get, the more we trust. Just like a child growing up, the closer a child is with the parent, the more that that child can trust the parent. You know, it works hand in hand with our relationship with the Lord. And yes, there's many things to do, and we need to be busy about the Father's business and work and do all these things. But we must have our time with the Lord. And so Mary chose that. Mary chose, and Jesus recognized that choice because He said it is needful. It is needful. And if it was needful for Mary, there's no doubt it's needful for us. He even calls it the good part. And I consider that the good part of the day. You know, we have 24 hours in a day. And part of that time, I hope, is resting. And there's another part that we're busy because we have chores and we have things that we've got to do, and you know, we have errands to run and so on and so forth. So there's things we have to do. But I hope that we consider the good part of our day is spending time with God. And then next, we take a little man, and his name is Zacchaeus. And that's found in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. The Bible says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured and said that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by way of accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save which is lost. And I call this Zacchaeus sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. Zacchaeus had everything a person could want, but there was still an emptiness. He was rich. There was everything that he could want in life in a sense that money could buy, but yet there was still an emptiness. He was wealthy. He was known by many. But he was missing the most important thing, and that was Jesus. Searching. Desiring to see Jesus. And I underline the words sought to see Jesus, which means he had a desire to see Jesus. Just like that deer that was panting after the river as the river brook, he was seeking Jesus. He was missing something very important in his life. And he found a tree. And I've mentioned this before, but I think it's worth repeating. He found the tree that the Lord provided. You know, I think about the seed that was, and we don't know if that tree was planted or if it was just a seed from another tree or anything about that tree, but I think of that tree that grew as a seed. And we know that tree was big enough to climb in. And we also know it had plenty of limbs because he was short in stature. So we know that that tree was made perfect for Zacchaeus. God will provide. God will provide what we need if we seek him. He sought the Lord. And Jesus knew exactly what to do because he's our Lord. And he looked up and he saw Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, in verse 8, tells us he found what he was looking for. His heart changed. His life changed. He was a different person. All because he saw Jesus. Just like that deer that panteth after the water. And then lastly tonight, there are even storms in life that causes us to seek Jesus. And it hadn't been too long ago since I've been in this passage, but I'll read it to you again. And that is found in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 and following. And when he had entered into the ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great storm, a tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him and saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds in the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him? It took a storm to find calm. It took a storm for them to find calm. You see, Jesus calmed their troubled heart. Jesus calmed the winds. Jesus calmed the seas. But it took Jesus. They were afraid. They were helpless. Their knowledge, their abilities could not help them, but only Jesus. You see, the Bible says they awoke Him, but He was always there. Jesus rebuked the winds and the seas, and the whole time Jesus was showing them the importance of who He was and what a difference He could make in a life. You see, Jesus was simply showing them peace, comfort, and help is found in Me, which is Jesus. So I read again tonight our opening verse. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth My soul after Thee, O God. May that be in the forefronts of our mind and of our heart, to be thirsty for God, to be thirsty for what He can do. And the next time you see a deer, and there's plenty of them around here, the next time you see one, think of that water that He's going to go after. And they have to have water daily. And we need the Lord daily. Amen. So let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And Lord, we're so grateful for what You show us. We realize, Lord, that things aren't hard when You show us so clearly how important You are in our lives. Help us, Lord, to have a thirsty desire for You in our life. Help us to have a thirsty desire to spend time with You. And help us to be like Mary. And help it, the time with You, to be the good part of the day. The good choice. The right choice. Lord, we need You every day. And we're grateful for all that You do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.